gang. So today what I want to talk to you about is what I consider an untapped revenue source for creatives, whether we're talking about visual artists, whether we're talking about graphic designers, whether we're talking about musicians, vocalists, but creatives as a whole. I want to talk to you today about what I consider is an untapped resource for people that are in the arts in general. Now, the thing I really want to focus on is not only doing what you do well, whether it's all those things that we listed above, but teaching those things. What I want to have everybody focus on is I believe that you have another revenue stream when it comes to teaching what you do. I've trained a lot of folks and I told them, first of all, the main thing that you have to do, whatever your craft is, do it well, do it often, and do it right, because that's where you're going to be able to master it. And you're not going to master everything, but there's going to be some things that you're going to have enough experience where you can be a pro at it. So whatever those particular areas are, do what you do, do it well, do it right. Then when you get to that point, that's when you're able to circle back and teach what you do. Because you're going to have done and mastered something well enough that anytime you look back, there's going to be someone out there that needs to know what you've already experienced. They need to know they're going where you have already been. They are planning to do or want to do what you've already done and mastered. And there's a need there that they are willing to not only sit down and learn and be under your instruction, but especially they'll find enough value in it that they will pay you for it. If you, again, master it yourself, do it well, and do it right. So really take a look at it in perspective, because especially, and I was like this as well too, I really used to think that I would make my mark by selling my art and, you know, just kind of like the pieces themselves, almost like basically retail sales. I thought that that's where the main revenue stream would come from with me being a creative. And yes, that is true. It is there. It is possible and it can be done. But look at yourself as a company. And companies, I say that because companies, they really, many of them do not limit themselves to one. I call them product lines. And if you take a look at yourself as a company, Tony Snipes Incorporated, TonySnipes.com, or whoever you are, Incorporated or .com, take a look at yourself as a creative company and look at your product lines. Now, the songs that you sing and the entertainment gigs that you get or the paintings that you create or the designs and logos that you make, those are maybe your initial product line that you launch with, but doesn't have to stop there. Because if you take a look at this, you always want to sell to the want and the need. You may have an idea of here's what the people want and here's where I can make money from, and that is true. But also take a look, is there an additional revenue stream that might be right underneath your nose that can be found in the world of teaching? And I like to look at it this way too, especially when it comes to the arts. You know that typically the arts is not necessarily something that most people need. There's some cases where that can come into play, like the services, for example, design services and things like that. They're things that many companies may need. But generally, when we think about the arts, it's not something that somebody needs. It's usually something that somebody wants. When it comes to instruction and teaching, that's where a shift takes place. And you can find people that, because of their career path, their creative career path, they find that this is something, the instruction, the know-how, the information is something that they need. And guess who has it? You do. So, teaching what you do, teaching your craft, I believe is a possible untapped revenue resource for you. Pay close attention to it because it's something that you can earn a good revenue stream from. Now, I got ahead of myself because what I wanted to open up with was a scenario, a kind of familiar scenario when it comes to someone that has for decades been making a living at just teaching their craft, teaching what they do. This is not one person in particular, but you think about this. piano teachers. Self-employed, home-based, working on their own piano teachers. And many of us are, you know, when you think about that up front, I always have this picture of an older lady that may be a retired music teacher from a school for, you know, the rest of her retirement years, making a good income off of just teaching piano lessons. That has been something that has been going on for decades. When I did a little research, I found out that is something that there's not necessarily the little old lady that's teaching on the side anymore. There are people that are making full-time income by just piano teaching, and they're teaching on their own. They're averaging, in fact, some of the resources that I was taking a look at said that the average earning is anywhere from $40,000 a year to as much as $90,000 a year. Now, obviously, there's got to be some work that goes along with this. Obviously, there's got to be some marketing that goes along with this. But I said all that to say that do not disregard, if you're an artist, if you're a creative person that is just frustrated because you're trying to not be that starving artist, you're trying not to be that person that is always asked to demonstrate and do your craft for free. There is a viable income stream for doing what you do, and it is in the world of instruction. It is in the world of teaching. So again, do what you do, do it well, do it right, do it often, master that, then take a look behind you, look over your shoulder, and look for the folks that need what you have already mastered. They need to know about where you've already been. They're going to or want to go where you're going, and find those areas where you can give them some good, valuable instruction, because if there's value to it, they're willing to pay you for it. Now, here's how you can take a look at how you can set this whole thing up. First of all, with the internet, with everything that we have, I mean, there is no excuse for us not launching and trying any type of business idea. So with us having access to the internet, the sky's the limit as far as what we can set up and what we can do. And I said that especially because there's certain different levels of giving instruction and teaching, and it actually helps you get a better idea of how you charge and based on certain tiers. Really, with anything, especially when it comes to giving instruction, and really what it is someone picking your brain, someone just kind of, you know, taking the time to extract from you the things that you've learned. So what you're doing when you're teaching is you're providing people access to you. And so the more access you give them, the more value there should be on your instruction. Now, here's a rough draft of how this whole thing can be set up. Let's say, for example, if you're teaching large groups, and that could be teaching large groups and giving instruction on the web through webinars, or actually if you've been invited to be a speaker or instructor of a large group from an organization, that whole concept of teaching and giving instruction to a large group, that's... You're giving them limited access to you, and that's okay. So there's some marginal revenue that can be attached to that. When you're teaching smaller, more intimate groups, these groups may not be as large as the large group setting, but the smaller that group is and the more intimate it is, the more access that they have to you, especially if the setting is where, just kind of picture that, the setting is where people can ask you one-on-one questions. It's not that large auditorium, but it's that small classroom or workshop setting. You get the time to actually look over somebody's shoulder and give them some good information. They have more access to you in that setting, and that actually increases the value over them being a part of a large group where they can't ask those questions that way. So the large group is one tier. The smaller, more intimate groups is a smaller group, but more value. And then, especially the good one-on-one coaching and teaching platform actually is more value, because they have your undivided attention, and there's more value to that. So it would cost more. So look at large groups and the opportunities for that. look at the smaller groups and smaller, more intimate settings, and that's more money that you can make from that. And then especially the one-on-one opportunities is where they have more immediate access to you, and that equates more value. Now, the last thing I want to share with everybody on this topic about teaching what you do, especially as a creative, is to look at some initial steps on how do you go about doing this. And so some of the things that you want to look at, and kind of like in three different areas and three different steps that you want to take in order to start pursuing this, the first thing that you need to do, and many of you that have been sticking with me for a while know what I'm going to say, you've got to build a following. You've got to start building your tribe, start building your audience, start building your following, and you do that in two ways. You've got to have a website, and you've got to have some form of a social media presence. When you launch that, that is the first step towards building your following and getting an initial audience to gather around you. When you start doing that, then what you want to do, especially if you want to start pursuing and going down that instruction and teaching road, give away your best know-how. Give away your best knowledge to that following that you're building. What you'll be doing is that people will start valuing the information and the content that they're getting from you. So the posts that you do, the blog posts that you do, whether it's video, whether it's audio, whether it's text or all of the above, always, especially right now, as you're building that following, and especially if you want to really start looking at teaching, then it's okay to start giving away your best know-how, giving away your best knowledge, because that is going to start branding you as somebody that gives some good information that they're willing to pay for. So build that following first. And then with that following, start giving away your best knowledge. I like to call it giving away your best know-how. And then the next thing that you want to do, since you're building that following, you want to ask them what they need. I've done this in two ways. I've assumed what people needed, and I tried to launch some training classes, some workshops based on that. And sometimes it will work. Many times it doesn't, because I made the assumption that, oh, this is going to be good. They'll love this. And nobody signed up for it. But then when I start just asking the people, my following, what they want, if they want more information on this, that, if I gave them multiple choices, or I especially just ask them out of the blue, they are the ones that will tell you, here's what where I need help with. Here's what I need more information on. Here's what I need insight on. When they tell you what they need, then that's what you do. You sell back to the need, and you have your captive audience that has told you that I need more instruction in this, I need to learn how to do that, and you give it to them. And that's what they're willing to pay for. So explore all of this, guys. And I especially want to just scratch the surface with this, because what's most important to me after I do these little chats is I want to see what questions you have, because I don't want to assume that everything I just shared with you is everything that you need to know. Let's get some questions going here and some comments. So you let me know what questions you have about teaching what you do. If you've already tried it, then let us know how successful it was for you, or if you had challenges with it. And if it's something that you're planning or would like to explore, let us know what questions you have about taking those initial steps. And I hope to hear from you soon. Take care.